Okay. Morning, Menachem. Going to start on the Pei Beis of his base, 3 lines from the bottom. Today's shiur sponsored the discussion of Rafua Shleima for Shoshana Basya Bas Rachel Devora. Okay, we're in the middle of the Braisa. This long Braisa is being brought to show to teach us how Rabbi Kiva knows that the Korban Pesach cannot come from the Maisa and it has to come from Chulin. We already learned from Rabbi Lazar where he learned it from, but Rabbi Kiva had a problem because he said we're not Dorish Efshar from Efshar. Like they learned it from on the top of the Beis. They learned it from the from Pesach Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva said no, Efshar from Efshar. So we're going to try to figure out where Rabbi Kiva learns that Pesach can't come from the Maaser, has to come from the Chulin. And in order to get to that point, we're quoting this whole Braisa. So in the middle of the Braisa, I'm up to the right 3 lines on the bottom, it talks about Mincha, right? Because we're darshaning the Pasuk, and we're darshaning the Pasuk, with Zosha Torah, the Ola, the Mincha, the Chatzis, the Ashram, and Lurim, the Zedach, the Ashlarim. So we did Ola, and now we're doing Mincha. So Mincha, good. My mincha in the achelas el zichrei kohuna. Just like the mincha is not eaten only, but it's eaten only by the male kohanim, right? Of age. Ap kol in the achelam el zichrei kohuna. So too, all other korbanos are only eaten hekesh, and all other korbanos are only eaten by the male kohanim. Obviously, other korban pesach, but that they're eaten by the zichrei kohuna. So the Gemara asks, "My? So which korbanos?" Oh, is this Hekish the Mincha teaching us about that's only eaten by the male Kohanim? There's an interesting Mincha Skinach that says that this really applies only to knock out the women, but what happens after the Kohanim eat their requisite shear? So the Mincha Skinach says that then you can time it to eat it. Once the Zifra Kuna eat what they're supposed to eat, then you can go down the line. But I guess it's good finish. So Gora says, what carbon are we comparing to Mincha to say that just like Mincha is only eaten by the Zifra Kuna, so to this carbon is only eaten by the Zifra Kuna? So, if we're saying that just like the mincha is eaten by the male kohanim, so too the chatas and asham, the hedjiksiv, it says so explicitly in the pasuk describing those karbanos. What are those psukim? Rashi quotes him, as he says, by the chatas it says, kol zachar kohanim yochel asa, every male should eat it, and by the asham it says, kol zachar kohanim yochel asa. So I already know that it's only eaten by the males. The Gemara says, e zipei shami tzibor. Maybe it's coming to teach us about the two klasim that the tzibur would bring on Shavuos, the Zichrei Shamit tzibur. We said that that's not going to be either the case, because we learned in the Gemara and Zvachim and Daf and Dalet that they're only eating for Zichrei Kohuna, because we had from a Ribuy in the Pasuk. Meribuy the Krasi, that already came from a Ribuy in a different Pasuk, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Perikid Ches, it says, Bakodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu, you should eat them in the Holy of Holies, right? Kol Zachar Yochol Oso, every male should eat them. So what carbon are we talking about over there? Limeid azifchei shami zibor sha'ap ein nechalim el zifchei kohuna. The drasha is that pasuk is talking about the zifchei shami zibor that ein nechalim el zifchei kohuna. I mean, how does that say that? Where did you get that from? Look at the Rashi Ksav Yad. The Rashi Ksav Yad says it says v'kodesh hakadoshim tochlenu kol zachar yochel so le'elminei, and before that pasuk, right? Before that pasuk it says v'zei yel lecham mikodesh hakadoshim in the eish. The Ksiv Basrein says afterwards, "Bakol Shakadoshim Tochlen Kol Zochar Delo Tzarech." I don't need that, right? The Ha B'Kol Hanat Tziksivik B'Krola Elminei B'Kul Ksiv Zocharim Etzavas Aron. Everything that's written in the pasuk previously already mentions male kohanim. Everything else, I guess, that's written. So Elaribu Lomel Kipsay Etzeres Heim Nami Nikru Kodesh. So the pasuk has come to since the pasuk beforehand talked about the Kipsay Etzeres. It's the only one left out that doesn't have anything explicit written about it. So the drush over here is about the Kipsay Etzeres. It's by the male Kohanim. So what's the Lima of the Mincha coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, no, Tanahi. It is teaching us about the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor. Ika Demaisi La Mehacha. Ika Demaisi La Mehacha. Some learn that the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibor are only eaten by the Zichrei Kohuna from the Hekesh and those Torahs of Mincha. And some learn it out from the Rivoy of the Pasuk of Kol Zachar Makohanim Yochal Oso. So our Braisa is going according to Mandamar, who says that you learn it out from the Hekesh, the Karban Mincha. Now the Gemara continues. So Chatos, what do you learn out from Chatos? Where is that? Braisa continues. Ma Chatos Mikatsha Vivalua, Avkol Mikatsha Vivalua. Just like the Chatos is Mikatsha, anything that becomes Valua becomes swallowed up in it. What does that mean? So you look at the top Rashi. I don't know which Rashi is supposed to be using. Top Rashi. Well, that's. Right. But the Shita Mekubetzes says that the bottom Rashi is the real Rashi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's where it came from. I don't know. So, the top Rashi says, right, it says, it says, whatever touches its meat, right, becomes holy. You had two pieces of meat. One is a shlomim, one is a basar chatos. And the shlomim and the chatos come in contact. And there's blios, right? So yoko kechomer shabal yovel alas chatos. Now everything has to be eaten like the chatos. I mean, the shlomim piece loses a day. It has to be eaten a day and a night, as opposed to 2 days and a night and a day, as opposed to 2 days and a night. But so too everything else. What does it mean everything else? Everything else, if there's a blia, you have to eat it like the chomer shabahem. Right, Rashi continues. Look at the bottom, Rashi. The Ksav Yad. Af kol mekadosh blua. She'im bol a korban kal min a chomer kadosh kamo. If a lesser and strict korban gets, and there's blia with this more strict korban, then you have to eat it like the more strict korban. Or, a korban kashim in a pasul kamo. If the korban gets mixed up with a pasul korban, it becomes pasul as well. You take on the chumras of the more stringent piece. That's what we learn from Chakas. Now the Gemara says, what about Asham? What do you learn from Asham? Ma Asham ain shafir v'shliya kodesh ba. Akol ain shafir v'shliya kodesh ba. This piece is going to prove to us that this b'risa is not going to point to Rav Akiva. Because what does this b'risa say here? That just like in Asham, the fetus and the placenta do not become kodesh. Mind you, an Asham only comes from a male korban, a male animal. It doesn't come from a female animal. So you're learning Efsar from Eshar. The can't be Rav Akiva. Right, so ma asham ain't shaper v'shliya kodesh bo. Ab kol, so to me all the korbanos ain't shaper v'shliya kodesh bo. So this b'risa has a whole two things. Number one, kasavar blados kodashim have yosin hein kodshim. The concept that the blados of hekdesh become kodosh, that only the b'risa holds that only happens when they come into existence, when they're born. But prior to that, they are not. And number two, don efsar mi efsar. You have to be holding that you can learn something from possibility from an impossibility. Because like we just said, the korban ashram only comes from male animals. So that we learn from, that's ashram. Right, the Rashi Ksavya points that. It says, ma ashram en shapir v'shoy kodesh bo, says, the olam, lo yimsa ba ashram shpir v'shliya. You never find it. The kolosh shows is horrible. They're all male. The Gemara says, Christ continues, what do we learn out from where it says miluim, right? Miluim says it's a pasuk. So it says, ma miluim, that's talking about, that's the korbanos that were hooked up by the chinuch hamizbeach, by the shivas yimei miluim. So what do you learn from there? Ma miluim mosrein besreifa, the ein bale chayim mosrein besreifa, af kol, so to every korban, we're going to say, mosrein, what's left over from the meat, is burnt, the ein bale chayim mosrein besreifa, but what's left over from the animals is not burnt. So what is that talking about? Rashi on top says, ma miluim mosrein besreifa, only the leftover meat, the noser meat is left over. But if you have leftover animals, complete animals that weren't used, those don't get burned. Those go out to pasture. Right? Rashi says, Ma miluim osrei misrei, but the ksiv, in yosar mi basar ha miluim. If it's left over from the meat of the miluim, home in alechem out of boko, it's left over till the morning, visaraftas anosim ish. That you burn in the fire. The ein mosreim balechayim misrei po. Not the leftover animals. Rashi says, the miluim lo hiprishu shum behemo achrayis. The lo hayasham balechayim mosar. By the miluim, there were no leftovers, so nothing got burnt. But since nothing extra got burned there, so too by us, by regular korbanos, if there are leftovers, what would be leftovers? Rashi says, "Ap kol mosrei misreifa ve'ein mosrei balechayim misreifa." Shehim, case we've seen a lot. Shehim hiprish beis chatos lachrayis. I set aside two chatos for one chatos, just in case one gets lost. I have the second one. Ve'nischapir bi'echad mehen, and I got kapara for one of them. Ein hasheni li'ibud. The second one doesn't get burnt. Elo yirat jisabi, jisai. It goes out the pasture. It doesn't get burnt. Like the Ksav Yad says, same thing. Same idea. There's no nosar concept, no burning nosar for full complete animals. Nosar only applies to the meat. Okay? So Gemara says, so that's by miluim. The last part of the pasuk is shlamim. So what's the shlamim? Shlamim, ma shlamim mifaglin v'gam mispaglin. Afkol mifaglin v'gam mispaglin. The whole concept of pigle is worked out from the partial of shlamim. So when you have a shlamim, when you make pigle, it makes the meat pigle, and it makes other things pigle, I guess, that come with it. and it is pig itself. I guess the nesachim that come with the carbon, or maybe if it's a carbon toda, the lechem that comes with it is also pigel. So it's mispagel, right? It's mifagel, and makes something else pigel, and mispaglim themselves, they become pigel themselves. So to all other carbonos, mifaglim, they can make pigel what? Whatever comes with it, which are the nesachim, and they itself, the carbon itself, will become pigel. It does a double whammy, right? So Rashi says, mashlam mifaglim, Rashi and Tat says, shatoda mifagel sas alechem. So I got a korban toda being mifagel the lechem, but the Rashi Ksav Yad says, mashlam mifaglim nesachim, talking about the nesachim, hasevim mifagel nesachim, and mispagel him asam. So the idea is that by shlamim, whatever is characterized as shlamim, it becomes pigel, but also anything that's brought with it becomes pigel. So to by all korbanos, it becomes pigel, and anything else becomes pigel if you have a pigel makshava. Okay, so up to now, we were learning the hekesh of Azos Torah from the whole pasuk. That was a leave of the Rabbi Lezer. How do we know that's Lezer? Because we were done in Esther and Yisar. Now comes Rabbi Akiva. Now we're going to learn from Rabbi Akiva. The Masnis and the Bryson Tana, which made Rabbi Akiva, learned it as follows. Right, the pasuk is Zos Torah, Lo'ol, Mincha, Lechazos, Lashon, Lemun, Lezevach, Hashlamin. Right, all this is extra. So Mincha, what do we learn from Mincha? So Mincha is what Rabbi Akiva learns, what Rabbi Lezer learned from Chatzis. Mincha, Ma Mincha Mekadeshet Vavlua, just like the Mincha is Mekadesh and Iglios, because the pasuk by Mincha says, Kol Asher Yigo Behem Yikdosh, Apol, all other Korbanos, Mekadeshet Vavlua. So too, it's going to be Mekadesh, whatever the blios there is. Meaning to take on the characteristics of the more stringent piece of in the mixture. Okay? And then he says, okay, so the question though is though, now we say, the pasuk says, kol asher yigo behem yikdash, the concept of the blios appears in Mincha, and it appears in Chatzis. Rabbi Akiva is learning it from Mincha everywhere else. So why do I need both psukim? Why do I need two psukim to teach us that concept, Mincha and Chatzis? The question I think is made stronger, the Sefer Mishmeres Kahuna and the Mayim Kedosh, they say that, but the question is that if you have two psukim, we say kol shnei psukim uborin ke'echad ein melamed. So if two psukim teaching us a concept, you can't apply that to everywhere else. So here you're going to have two psukim, the Chatas and the Mincha. How are you applying it to anywhere else? So the Gemara is going to say, no, itzrek, I need both psukim. If that's shnei psukim uborin ke'echad, I need both psukim. Like the itzrek lemitzla b'chatos, the itzrek lemitzla b'mincha. I need to be written by both the chatos and the mincha. The ikos of rachmano b'mincha, had it just written the concept of this bliyos concept by the korban mincha, I would say that it only applies by the korban mincha, mishum d'rikika, because I guess it's soft, right? It's soft because it has all the oil in it. So maybe it's more easily absorbed, right? So mishum d'rikika bala. That's why it can be bliyos. Aval chatos, by the chatos, which isn't necessarily so soft. Maybe it's a piece of tough meat. Maybe it won't have the absorption. Aim low. And the other way around, but ikas rachman bechatos, mishum the basar, agav shemen kavir. Ah, the chatos, maybe the chatos is mekadesh v'luah because the basar has this oil. So the oil, I guess, can penetrate and get and accomplish the bliyos. Aval mincha aim low. Maybe we say it's not. So tzriach, therefore, it has to be written in both places. It's written in both places. It's not shnei ksuvim uborin ke'echad, and Rabbi Akiva is going to learn it out to all the other korbanos from the pasuk that says in Mincha. He's going to learn out chatos. I guess something else in the chatos. So what's chatos? So here's the whole thing. The whole reason why I brought this brisa. Chatos. What does it say by the chatos? Ma chatos ain't a but element of chulin. Chatos number one can only come from the chulin. There you have it. Can't come from the ma'aser. Only can come from the chulin, right? And number two, by yom, it's only brought during the day. You can't bring the carbon at night. And number three, it's v'yodo yimonis. The avoda has to be done with the right hand. Afkol, so too by all karbonos that come as a chova, all karbonos that come as a chova, ain't about element of chulin, must come from the chulin, viv by yom, alright, and it has to come during the day, viv yodo yimonis, and with the right hand. So here you see where Rabbi Akiva learns that the karbonos has to come from the chulin. He doesn't learn that from Pesach, because he's not done Esther from Yeshar. He learns that here from the chatos. So Gemara asks, wait a second, well, where do we learn that from the chatos? Right, the chatos, gufa minalon. Where do we know these rules? By the carbon chatos. So Gemara says, Amar of Thizda, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, this is by the parish of the carbonos Yom HaKippur. Right, so it says, so I think it's talking about the par chatos of Aharon. It says, Hikriv Aharon es par hachatos asher lo. So what does asher lo mean? Lo nishalo, lo means meiser. Lo means his and not for meiser. So what happens? So you're learning out first from the chatos Yom HaKippurim to the regular chatos as the hekesh, and then you're learning as another hekesh to all the korbanos. So what do we have now? Dover alam of the hekesh, chozer alam of the hekesh. We can't do that, right? That's what they ask, right? So that's the question that they ask. The Gemara is learning from the parkoin gadol of chol chatos, And then it's, you can't learn it from all of the Chatos or the Kadoshim, because it's double Omer Hekesh in a Chos Lava Hekesh. So the Tosfos asks this question on in Menachos on Daf Beis, right? So Tosfos says, when it says Par Chatos in the Pasuk, it's extra. It should just as a Hikrav Aaron as a Parah Sherlo. What's Par Chatos? So it's an extra word. An extra word in Darshan that it means a regular chatos. So if the pasuk is written completely indirect, if the rule is written by regular chatos, and you don't have the original hekesh, you match up the original hekesh by saying that if it's written in the parsha of chatos. That's what Tosfos says in Menachos. But Tosfos in Chulin, Daf of Aleph, says another. He says no, the parko in Gadol Atzmo doesn't need the drasha that doesn't come from the Meister, because it's not eaten. Right? It's not eaten. The pot is fully burnt. And the deal with Meiser is you can be poseded onto other items, but you have to eat it. You can't just buy something that's not eaten. So it can't be talking about, the miut cannot be talking about the chatos of Yom Kippurim. It has to be talking about the regular chatos. Otherwise the rules don't apply. And once you're talking about the regular chatos, we're knocked out the first hekesh, so it's not dar alam hekesh, chos alam hekesh, it's written explicitly in the pasuk by chatos, and then you can bring it across to all the other karbanos. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. It seems that the Brisa said that Rabbi Kiva learned three things, right? Minachulin, Bayom, and Yodo Yamanis from this pasuk. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Bayom, you don't learn out from this pasuk of the Parakatas. Bayom is learning out from Bayom Tzabasa, it's Nesu Lachim Kabarim Nachu. We learn out from that pasuk. So Gemara says, no, you're right, Kidei Nasva. We learn it out from that pasuk, but since Rabbi Kiva is mentioning rules by the Parakatas that we learn out to other Karbanos, he mentioned all three. In the Tanami, they learned out from different sukkim. Well, our rule is learned out from Parakatas and Shelo. The Yom is learned out from Yom Tzavoso. The Gemara asks again, the Yodo Yamanis, that's not from this pasuk. It's from the Rabbi Bar of Prana Nafka, the Amram Rechana, Amre Shwakish, Kom Mokum Shenemar, Etzba, the Kahuna, in all Yomim. It has to say, it says Etzba, Kahuna, in the pasuk. It's talking about the right hand. That's what it says by the Chatas. It says, you're right, Kain Aspa, you're right. This Drusha is not talking about, it's not, Rabbi Kiva is not learning this out from the Hikri of Aras, Parakatas and Shelo. It's just Kedei Naspo. Since he mentioned that limud, he's going to mention other limudim that you learn from chatos to other karbanos. So now we're going to continue the brisa. So the brisa says now, what about asham? What does Rabbi Kiva learn from the word asham? So he says, ma asham atzmosav mutarim, apkol atzmosav mutarim. Just like by the korban asham, you're permitted for tzarkei chulin, right? You pretty much use the bones. Again, this is assuming that the bones do not have any marrow in them. Once you have something edible in the bones, it's still part of the korban. But you can use the bones for tzarkei chulin, right? There's no sar on the bones. Of course, so to every karbon, right? Even the ola that the basar is not supposed to be eaten, right? But every karbon, the bones atzmasa mutarim, the bones are mutar. There's no sar, right? There's no sar on the bones. Okay, and I guess miluim, we leave out now. But miluim is going to learn out the same thing from that Rabbi Lezer did, that. Most are behind the Sreifa, not most are Balachai in the Sreifa. So we should learn up by Shlomim, though. Okay. So now, all this was brought to teach us that Rabbi Kiva, that from where Rabbi Kiva learned that Dabar Shebechova ain't about element of Chulin, because he's Cholik on the Mishnah, right? He was Cholik on the Mishnah who learned it out from the Pasuk of Zavat, the Pesach Hashem, Lekech, the Bakar, and therefore the Mar brought this Brisa, teaches Rabbi Kiva learned it out from the Hekesh of Zos Torah, right? He learned it out from Zos Torah Sachadus, and he learned it out from the Par. Right, from the Hikri of Aaron as Parakat Shishalo. Fine. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the Pasuk of the Zavakta Pesach Hashem Lekecha Son of Bakar? He's not learning it out from what our Mishnah learned out. What does he do with that Pasuk? Rabbi Kiva, Hai B'Zavakta Pesach, right, it says Hai B'Zavakta Pesach Hashem Lekecha Son of Bakar, and our Mishnah learned Son of Bakar, the din that it applies, everything has to come from Chulin, my Abidle. What does he use it for? Mar says, Miboile, he learns it out, he uses it, Kidr of Nachman, like Rav Nachman learned, to Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Rav Nachman said the name of Rav Baravua, Minayim Lemoser Pesach. How do we know that the leftover of the Pesach, whatever that is, how do we know the leftover of the Pesach, Shekarev Shlomim, that it has to be brought as a Shlomim, right? Shenem Mar, because the Pasuk says, Vizavachta Pesach, Lashem Elokecha Tzon Ubakar, Kitshech the Pesach to Hashem Elokecha. It is a tzon or it is a bakar. So the passage of the pasuk is here that you're allowed to bring the korban pesach from a tzon or from bakar. We know that's not true. V'halo ein pesach bot ele min ha-kvasim u-min ha-izim. It can only come from the kvasim and izim, which I believe are tzon, but it can't come from the bakar. So I mean, this is one of these psukim that all the non-from people take on, you see, different here, different there. Chachamim were completely aware of the apparent discrepancies between Sukkim. They knew what to do. It's not new. The discrepancies didn't come up. They weren't created, you know, these days. Chachamim knew about it, and they made their drushes accordingly. Right? So the Pasuk says, V'zavat v'pesach shem v'chech v'chonu v'bachar, v'lo ein pesach v'el min ha'kvasim min ha'izim. Ella was to come to teach us that Moser ha'pesach, the leftover from the Korban Pesach, yihei l'davar abam min ha'chonu v'bachar. It should be brought as a korban of something that is permitted to be brought from Tzomer Bakar, which is Shlomim, which is permitted to go from Tzomer Bakar. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, they ask, the Ola also can come from Tzomer Bakar. So why don't we say the Moser Pesach is an Ola? I think we can all answer that question, because the Korban Pesach is supposed to be eaten. A Shlomim can be eaten. An Ola cannot be eaten. You got to try to use something that's a little bit comparable. Right? The Rashi in Zvachim that says that the pasuk says tzonu bostan, right? So it doesn't differentiate between zachar and a keva, between male and female, and the ola can only come from a male animal. The shlomim can come from both. So even just the limud itself, without going on to eating what's eaten, what's not eaten, the limud itself should be more attuned to be shlomim as opposed to being ola. Fine. So the gemara. So the question though is, what is mosar pesach? So look at Rashi. Top Rashi says mosar pesach. He separated money and said, this is going to be for my Korban Pesach. Vinny Sosru. He had left over. He had change. What does he do with the change? So, Vahainu Moser HaPesach, he should use that change and buy a Korban Shlomim. In Yenacher, another way, Shehifrish Pisco, okay, so we've seen him many times, he was Mafrish Korban Pesach, he wasn't very responsible, the Ovad, and he lost it, the Hifrish Acher Taktov, and he was Mafrish another Korban Pesach, but Achakach Nimsa Rishon, and he uses, and then finds the Rishon, and then he shechs whichever one he shechs, and the left, Behu Moser Pesach, Minayin Shekar Shlomim. That leftover one that's not used, that's the Moser Pesach, that's the Shlomim. So Gemara says, now we're learning out that Moser Pesach is from this Pasuk, right? Rabbi Kiva just learned out that Moser Pesach is from where it says, the Zavach Pesach, Hashem Akech, Hashem Rubakar. Really? Don't we learn it now from the following Pasuk? We learn it now from Midavuah Shmuel. Shmuel's father Nachla, Shmuel's father learned it out from as follows. But see, the Pasuk says, by the Pasha of Shlomim, the Pasuk says, V'im Minatzon Karbono L'Zevach Shlomim. So what does it say? V'im Minatzon Karbono L'Zevach Shlomim. Why do we have the words L'Zevach Shlomim in the Pasuk? The whole Pasha is talking about a Karbon Shlomim. Right? That's the Indian that's being spoken about in that Pasuk. So it should have just simply said, Im Ratzon Yavi Korbano. What's Zebach Shlomim? Some Rabu or Shmuel, Dabar Habam in Ratzon, something that comes from the Tzon only, which is the Korban Pesach, when it's left over, Yel Zebach Shlomim. It can also be Zebach Shlomim. Okay, so now we have two Pesachim learning out that Moser Pesach is a Shlomim. Then the Gemara says, Vakatin, I'll say even more, I have another Pesach where I learn out Moser Pesach goes for a Shlomim. Vakatin Mehacha Nafka, you learn it from there. Mehasa Nafka, we learn from the following place, the Sanya. We have There's a Brisa. The Brisa is quoting a Pasuk in the Parsha of Shlomim. The Parsha of Shlomim says, Im Keves Hu Makrit. Right? If it's Makrit of Keves, right, which is sheep, right? It's left, it's extra, because the Pasuk before says, V'in Minatzon Korbanola Zebach Shlomim. So the Torah over here is coming to explain to us in the Pesukim how you're Makrit of a Shlomim from the Tzon. And the Tzon is a Keves. Right? The Tzon is Kvasim and Ezim. Right? And then later it talks about the Ace. So later, we're talking about the kvas. We're talking about the zone, right? Later it talks about the ace. So it must be, what's the other option besides an ace? Is a kevis. So this pasuk is clearly talking about a kevis. Why does that have to explicitly say I'm talking about a kevis? I know I'm talking about the kevis. The Gemara says, L'rabos es ha-pesach la'alya. It comes to teach us that if you bring the Korban Pesach from a kevis, even the alya, even the tail, gets hukrav. Right, the pasuk says, "V'hikum zevach shlom Hashem chelbo ba'al yotrima." So the tail goes up, and the brisa continues. Kisha omer im keves, which says im keves umakriv lahavi pesach she'avar shnaso. This comes to tell us that a korban pesach, right, it has to be brought in its first year of life. So it becomes a year old. It's possible from korban pesach. So lahavi pesach she'avar shnaso, right, uslamim habayim machmas pesach. And also it includes the Shlomim Habayim Machmas Pesach. What is that? Rashi says that those are the Shlomim Chagiga. Let's say you had a big group, and the Korban Pesach is not going to have enough to feed everybody, to make them full. You bring these Shlomim Chagiga to fill everybody up, so you offer all the sova. So then the Pesach part you can eat can be that more, you know, that to stuff you up. Right? The Shlomim Habayim Machmas Pesach, L'chol Mitzvah Shlomim. So therefore, that they should have all the rules of a shaman, which means yitanu smicha, you should have smicha v'nesachim, and to have the wine libations, and it should have utenufa chaz v'shok. You have to wave them, right? Even though that doesn't apply to the korban pesach, but this korban would have to have it. And then kishu omer v'im eiz. Then it says v'im eiz korbano later on. So then hifsika inyon. What's that? Lami to teach us ala eiz she'im to una alya. To teach us that the eiz, if it comes from the eizim, that doesn't require the tail to be burnt. So what do we learn here? We say that Pesach over Shnasso becomes like a shlomim. So I guess whatever leftover Pesach is treated like a shlomim. So we have a third pasuk to teach us that Mosar Pesach is a shlomim. So the Gemara says, plus a kreisi, we have three psukim. So why? Why do we have three psukim? So chad, number one, the one pasuk is chad le'avar zmano ve'avar shnasso. One pasuk is teaching me that it's talking about a Mosar Pesach that was huktosh prior to the holiday of Pesach, and Avar Zmano, so Erev Pesach passed, and you weren't makariv it, and also Avar Shnasso. I guess on that day it becomes more than a year. You can't use that carbon for Pesach change, right? It's gone. Avar Zmano and Avar Karbono. Avar Zmano and Avar Shnasso. V'chad, another pasuk is to teach me Avar Zmano below Avar Shnasso. Maybe Avar Zmano is past Pesach, but still the right age, you still can't use it. V'chad, and you can't use it for Pesach, it has to be born as a shlomim. V'chad, in the last pasuk, lelo Avar Zmano, right, where if Pesach hasn't passed, below Avar Shnasso, meaning you were makrish the seb before Pesach, and you shechted it before Pesach. So what do? You treat it like a shlomim. I need all. So all three psukim teach me these three instances. Okay, so why do I need all three instances? Just teach me one, I'll learn the others. So Gemara says, Utsvichi, we need, the Torah has to teach us in all these different cases. The Iyash Me'inen, have we just learned out one pasuk for Avar Zmano, but Avar Shnasso, maybe I would say only in that case, because it's so common, maybe in that case, it becomes a Shlomim. Mishum the Idche Leila Gamrei, because it's completely pushed off. You can't use it in anything. You can't, it's Avar Zmano, so it can't be used for Korban Pesach, and it was also Avar Shnasso, and therefore you'll never be able to use it again. For Pesach Sheni, you'll never be able to use it again. So maybe in that case you say Shlomim. Aval Avar Zmano below Avar Shnasso, but let's say just that Erev Pesach passed, and it's still a year old, less than a year old, because of the Pesach Sheni. Maybe you can use it for Pesach Sheni, and should not be used as a Shlomim. So Emelo, maybe it doesn't turn into a Shlomim. The Yash Me'in, in the second case, of Avar Zmano below Avar Shnasso, and therefore you thought you could use it for Pesach Sheni, so that, right, maybe in that case it turns into a Shlomim. Why the Idchei Leila Pesach Rishon? Because once it's pushed off from Pesach Rishon, then I say you can't use it anymore. Aval, but the next case of Lo Avar Zmano below Avar Shnasso, meaning the case where Lo Avar Zmano below Avar Shnasso, that Fidu Pesach Rishon, Namikazi, it was right even for this Pesach. You just did it too early, you jumped the gun. Emelo, maybe I would tell you that doesn't turn into a Shlomim. Obviously you can't use it for Pesach because it's shechted at the wrong time. But maybe it's not turned into a shlomim. You have to do all the other. You have to keep it. The halachas like a korban pesach. So therefore, emelo. So tzrich, I need all three psukim to teach us that all these three instances, the mosar pesach turns into a shlomim. The question is now: it turns into a shlomim. What does that mean? Because the korban pesach has different rules than a shlomim. So does it really turn into a korban shlomim? And it's all the rules of a shlomim. 2 days. How long can you eat it for? Right. The pasuk talked about over here that you have to wave it and do it. What about the eating time? So it seems to be that there's a machlokas in the Achronim as to whether or not it's to be eaten for 2 days in one night or 1 day in one night. Then I thought, wait a second, if it's treating like a korban pesach, you have less time than 1 day in one night. Then you have korban Elazar, you have one until chatzos, you got to eat it much quicker. So brings down here in the Masifto, he brings down in Meshim Hagrach, in the name of Reb Chaim, right? That even according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says that the Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos, nevertheless, the Moser Pesach could be eaten the entire night, because he claims that the Zman Achilas HaPesach is like all other Korbanos, that it has till the morning, right? But the reason why we don't eat it, but the reason why we eat it only up till Chatzos, is because we shame the Achilas Pesach. You have a mitzvah of Achilas Pesach at night. Not midin Korban, but midin Pesach. So midin Pesach, you have to eat it up till Chatzos. But since this isn't midin Pesach, because it's not Pesach, it's Mosar Pesach, now it takes on the regular halachas of what the carbon would be, which would be to the next day. But he brings down over here that from the Ur Sameach, he says, no, according to Elazar ben Azariah, that if the Pesach becomes Nosar, leftover Pesach for the Shlomim, you only have till Chatzos to eat it. Because, he said, I guess he doesn't have these two dinim in the carbon Pesach. So the Korban Pesach, the halacha is, the Korban Pesach is eaten up to Chatzos. So the Moser Pesach, even though it's Shlomim, is only eaten up to Chatzos. It's in Zvi Machog, it's Zafronim, as to whether or not, how long you have to eat this Moser Pesach. Fine. Hagelah Chatoda, Ha'isobo. Next Pasuk. Next Pasuk. Okay. Now the Mishnahs go back a little bit to what I mentioned before. The Mishnahs talk about from which wheat, from which Tfuah, and from where, from which place, can you bring the Tfuah for the Menachos, for the Korban Menachos. That's how we're going to learn. It says, Kol Karbonos. All Karbonos. Rashi brings down the Kol Karbonos, but Rashi says, Hainu Menachos. It's talking about the Menachos. Right, the Rashi Mitzaviyat says also that Kol Karbonos is talking about the Menachos Talmud, talking about the Korban Menachos. The reason why they say that, the Tosafot doesn't talk about other Zavachim, but we're going to learn just like Rashi. Right, Kol Karbonos. If we have two Rashi's, they're better than one. So two Rashi's tell us talking about the Korban Mincha. We say that it's the Korban Mincha. Right. So Kol Karbonos, all the Karbonos Mincha. Right. Tzibur. Right. Whether it's the Korban Mincha but Tzibur Ul Yachid. Right. Ba'in, they have to come from the Tfua Mina Aretz Ul Mechus Laretz. It can come from wheat that came from Chutz Laretz. Right. And it can come from a Chadash. It can come from new wheat. Mina Yash. It can come from the Yashan. Chutz min Omer, except for the Omer and the Shtei Alecher, that Einon Bain Ela min HaChadosh. They must come from the new wheat. Since they're matching the new wheat, they probably should come from the new wheat. Einon Bain Ela min HaChadosh, v'min HaAretz. And they can only come from wheat in Eretz Yisrael. They cannot come from wheat from Chutz La'aretz. All the Achronim ask, how is it possible for us to say that the Korban Mincha can come from wheat from Chutz La'aretz? Right? There's a gzera of Tuma al Eretz Amin. There's a gzera that the land of Chutz La'aretz is Tame. And since all the land is Tame, Kevon Shenitba Batumazo, how can you bring the Minchas from there? They're Tame. So, the Chasdi David and the Pharisees Yisrael answer that it's talking about where you bring the Minchas of Chutz La'aretz only from Tzvu that you know was not Huksha Makabal Tuma. In order for food to be Huksha Makabal, it has to become wet. So you can say it never became wet, it wasn't Huksha Makabal Tuma. And therefore, it was never tamei in tumas eretz amin. Okay. V'chulan all menachos ena bayin elamin amufkar. They must come only from the best wheat. Ena elamin amufkar. There's a pasuk that says, "All right, kol milcha nidrecham asher tadur l'ashen." That's read milcha. Okay. The ezeh amufkar shalhem, which is the best wheat? I guess in these places, which is the best meat? It comes from the places that their names are Michnes Vizatcha, right? From Michnes and Zalta, Alpha. Alpha Lasolas. I guess the first wheat in the place of Michnes and Zalta. That's the best one. And Shnilahen, I guess the second place, is Ofarayim Ibika. That the wheat that's grown in a place called Ofarayim, that's found in the valley of Ofarayim. Those are the second base. So really, suppose that's, I guess, Shasim Chach, you can bring it from those places. My question is, though, didn't we learn before that you had to do the Omer had to be brought from the stuff that's very close to Yerushalayim, because Ein Ma'avir Al Mitzvos, we weren't over there. But that's not these places. So what comes first? Getting it from the Karavla or from these places? Okay, I think they possibly could be exclusive places, mutually exclusive places. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Kol Ha'aratzos. Every part of Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi includes Eber HaYarden. So we're talking about Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and Galil. All these places, Hayu Kasheros. That's what it was mutter to bring the Karbanos from there. Ela Mikan Hayu Mivian. But they would typically try to bring it from these places, because these places had the better wheat. I guess they didn't have from these places. So you can bring it from any other place in Eretz Yisrael. So whole machlokes over here, because Rashi brings down Eber HaYarden. Rashi says, Kol ha'aratzos should be Eretz Yisrael, if you go to Yehuda, the Eber Yardin, the Golil Shevos. So you look over there, the Gilyon HaShas tells you, Ayin Adarim, Biran. Over there he says, the Ran over there, in Adarim, Lachavay, says that Eber Yardin does not have the same characteristics of Eretz Yisrael. I think the reason is because the Pasuk says, Aretz Hashem, Asaki Lacha, the land that I gave you. So Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. The Eber Yardin, B'nai God, Reuven got a chatzar of Manasseh, they were given to Hashem, they asked for it. So that's the difference. Okay. So the Gemara said, our Mishnah, the Gemara is going to bring a Bryson that's holding on our Mishnah, who said, our Mishnah said you cannot bring the old man to stay lechem from the yasha, from the old fruit, from the old produce. It has to be brought from the new produce, which means it has to be brought from the stuff that took root that took root after last year in Nisan. That's the Chadash. Shomas Nisan the Loka Atana. Our Mishnah does not go like the following Tana that learns in a Brisa. The Sanya Omer Haba Min Yoshon Kosher. By the way, Omer that comes from the Yoshon, from it's Kosher. And Shtei Halechem Habos Min Yoshon Ksheros. Shtei Halechem that comes from the Yoshon, they're both Kosher as well. Ela Chiser Mitzvah. What you do is you lost down the mitzvah. Lichatzila, it's supposed to come from the Chadash. But the Eved, it can come from the Yashan. Against our Mishnah, which states that it has to come from the Chadash, cannot come from the Yashan. The Gemara is, where does the Braisa learn? That Omer and the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, by Omer, it says, Takriv es Minchas Bikurecha, right? It says, you should be Makriv Minchas Bikurecha. From the word Takriv, they said, Afilo Min Aliyah. You can be Makriv from any place, even from Aliyah. Aliyah means what? From the attic. So even the stuff that's stored in the attic, which is the old stuff, can be brought. And stay alechem diksiv mimosh hoseichem taviyu. You can bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The lo mechutzlaretz. What you learn now is that it can't be brought from chutzlaretz. Mimosh hoseichem afilu min aliyah. It just can't be from chutzlaretz. It can be from the storehouses. So it can be the yashon. So Gemara says, wait a second. How are you learning mosh hoseichem no chutzlaretz and mosh hoseichem min aliyah? You can't learn two things from one word. Ha akite. You already use that word that he can't bring brought from Futzlaris. How can you use it for a reboy that it can be brought for the old fruit? So Gemara says, Amakra Tabiyu. It says Moshosechem Tabiyu. I'm learning Moshosechem Eretz Yisrael from Moshosechem and from Aliyah from the word Tabiyu. Afilu min Aliyah. So Gemara says, wait a second. No. Tabiyu, I learned from something else. Bahami Baile, we learned just on Dab Ayin Zayin. Bahami Baile, Shekol Shatamevi Mimakam Acher, Harehu Kazeh. We learned from here Tabiyu. That any other korban that is brought like this, which means the davar chametz, has to be brought similar to what we have here to shtei alechem, right? So that comes to include the lachmei hoda, which are chametz, had to have the same shear of soles as the chal shtei alechem. We had the same size. That's what we learned that a few last week. That's what we learned that from the pasuk taviyu. So how am I learning that from the pasuk taviyu? Number one, that the lachmei hoda has to have the same ingredients as the shtei alechem, and number two, that it could come from that the shtei alechem could come from the yashan. So Gemara says, "In Cain, let's look for tavi." It should have just said tavi. Why does it say plural taviyu? My taviyu, lashon rabim, shmami atarti. Come learn from here, both dinim. Come learn both dinim from this case. Okay. Gemara says, "Lahog siv rachis." Wait, the pasuk says by these mitzvos, by the omer and the shtei alechem, it uses the word rachis. Right by the omer, it says. V'havesem is Omer Rishis Kitzirchem El Kohen, which mashma the Rishis has to be the first, which mashma should be Kadosh, not old stuff. And by the Shtei Lechem it also says Karban Rishis Takrivo Sam LaShem, so that it has to be Rishis, has to be Kadosh. Right, an answer in the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. But for the Eved, if it came from the other one, they have these other brushes. That's Kasher for the Eved, even if it came from the Yashan. I the Hak Siv, doesn't the pasuk say by the Shtei Lechem it says. V'ikrati mincha chadosha l'Hashem. Mincha chadosha has to be from the chadosh. Right? Forget the fact that it says rachis. It also says chadosha. So therefore, it says it twice. You're telling me that rachis is just the chatzila. But we have a din by kachim. Shinela chasul l'lachid. If it's mentioned, the halakha is mentioned twice, it's l'ikuva. So I have rachis and chadosha, then it has to be from the chadosh, and that's l'ikuva. You can't tell me it's only l'mitzvah. So Gemara says, no. Chadosha doesn't mean, it's not teaching me that it has to be from the chadosh. Chadasha means it has to be the first. Meaning what? Hai mi boile lil kidatanya for the following price of Nasr of Akiva Omru, Shtei Alechem Abos min Yashon Ksheros. The Shtei Alechem that comes from the Yashon is Kasher. Umani Mekayim Chadasha. What I use with the word Chadasha? Shetehei Chadasha lechol menachos. In other words, you cannot bring any korban mincha from the new wheat until you bring the korban Shtei Alechem, which itself could be brought from the old wheat. Okay, so we're going to stop here. Have a good day.